What's up, everybody? Welcome to Tech Check with Jax Lombard. This is Season 2, Episode 3. So today we're going to be talking about several things: E3, Apple Watch OS, Google, and more. So stay tuned. Starting out today's episode, we have E3, America's biggest video game conference, is canceled because of the coronavirus. So this is really big because E3 is where they release all the games. Like, of the year, they released Jedi Fallen Order, which I talked about in the last episode of E3. So I'm curious to see how they're going to show these new games when they don't have, like, the hype building up and a great audience going. So, as we know, Watch OS 7 is about to come up, which is the Apple software for the Apple Watch. And there's limited amount of watch faces. They're really customizable, but there's not that many. There's just, like, the digital, there's the analog, there's the Mickey Mouse one. There's maybe, like, 10 or 11. Well, the new one is supposed to have international flag watch faces, which is going to be really cool. So you can have your watch face have your own international flag, and it looks very minimalistic. So that would be really good, and it would actually look very aesthetic. And secondly, with Apple, the latest iPad mini that just recently came out is at its lowest price ever, $350. So make sure to go check that out if you're interested in getting an iPad mini. Google's Chromecast, which is a device that you plug into your TV, and then whatever you want to watch, you just go on the app that you're about to stream, and then you on your phone, and then you can connect it to your TV. Super convenient. Might finally release a Chromecast with a remote. Now, I think this is a good idea because it kind of competes with the Amazon Fire TV, but then again, it takes away from the point of having your phone and then you're streaming. So it's good for the people that have it, but people might just get an Amazon Fire TV if they don't already have a Chromecast. Whisper is a popular social media app where you anonymously share your secrets. If you have a secret, you can just kind of upload it and then you can scroll through your feed and share these secrets. Somebody found the database with all the secrets, and the person who made this database, someone working for Whisper, made it not password protective and open to the public. So it exposed millions of people that put their secrets, and it showed their name, sometimes address, sometimes gender, sometimes age, and it was it really exposed them, and people were really angry because people could see all their secrets. So if you ever have a secret to share, make sure that is completely safe and you're not going to get exposed or people are going to find out who you are. Thanks for listening to Tech Check. And don't forget, new episodes every Saturday to hear your best tech, video game, PC building, and anything in the tech industry news. Make sure to subscribe or follow or whatever platform you're on, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. And go follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Jax Lombard to see when next episodes are coming and get exclusive content. Thanks for listening.